somebody that either has a site right now and they're not happy with, or they want, or let's say they want to start from scratch. Mayor, do you have any companies that you would recommend? Maybe somebody that you've used that you've been happy with?
Well, yeah, Dave. I mean, I'm always a little bit careful about when I make recommendations. I mean, I would definitely say that you want to use a professional who has a lot of experience with dental practices and dental websites. You just don't want to have your favorite nephew or a friend construct your site. I mean, they may know the mechanics of building a website from the thousands of templates that are out there and available, but there are so many nuances and strategies that neither they, and certainly not you, the dentist, are going to be aware of that relate to the positioning of your site. So I would caution that you shouldn't be penny wise and pound foolish. I believe you want to use professionals that have a track record. But if you're really asking me to make a recommendation, and I would say this in the spirit of full disclosure because I don't have any financial or beneficial relationship with any company, and there are quite a few out there that I've had the opportunity to interact with, and I know that you, Dave, have had good experience with DDS.com, and I know them to be a great company. But in my own case, I got to know TNT Dental. They're in Texas. And I got to know them when they built my site, and I have found them to be supportive and responsive to my needs. I've referred many of my clients to them, and everyone has been pretty pleased. They also understand my philosophy about this stuff that I've been talking about with where you put buttons and how you make them work. So it hasn't been difficult to get them to customize their design and their templates. Now, they charge in the neighborhood of about $2,500 to $3,500, which I think is really on the low end of the cost scale. I mean, if you want, you can spend $10,000 to $20,000 in the blink of an eye if you want to go Hollywood and add a bunch of unnecessary bells and whistles. So that's who I would recommend. And if you want their contact information, it's tntdental.com. And the phone number is, let me get it, 877-868-4932. And there's two guys there. One is Tim Healy, and the other is Tim Kelly. It's the two Tims. And I would suggest that you call Tim Kelly and tell him what you're looking for. And Tim is sort of the intro guy. Tim Healy is more of the tech guy. And between the two of them and their staff, I think they would take very good care of anybody. And that's been my experience.
Sounds good. So if somebody answers the phone, it's not safe to say, let me speak to Tim, please. You got to ask for Tim Kelly, did you say?
Yeah, Tim Kelly, I think, is the intro guy.
Okay.
And then eventually he'll get you to Tim.
He'll eventually get you to the tech guy.
Eventually, absolutely.
Right. Mayor, let's talk a little bit about, because we know we hear a lot of people talking about search engine optimization and pay-per-click, you know, different ways to get your site to come up on search engines, like such as Google. And Tell me your feelings about these.
All right. Well, you know, just for the sake of everybody who's listening to this, let's define the terms, okay? SEO stands for search engine optimization, and it's routinely used to refer to the organic or the natural placements in the search engine results page. That's the stuff on the left-hand side of the results page. And SEO is a strategy that makes a website rank well on search engines like Google, Yahoo, and MSN. When a web user types words into a search engine, like dentist, Providence, a list of results called the search engine results page appears. And the websites are listed on this page in the order of their relevance to the topic for which the user searched. So a good targeted SEO strategy will help a website rank on the first page and hopefully closer to the top of the page for the specific search terms that are called keywords.
Well, how does SEO actually work then?
Well, now you're pushing me because I am, you know, not a techie by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm getting educated every day and I'm getting more familiar with it. But from what I understand, that there are a lot of factors that contribute to a site's search engine rankings. These include, but are totally not limited to, the longevity of a site. So, I mean, obviously, if you're starting just today, that's not going to be helpful if somebody's had a website on there for 5 years. But the words used on the site, where the words are used within a page, the headings that are in the site, internal links, words that surround the links, the content, the amount of content, and then there's even something that's called back-end optimization, which I'm really not sure of what that is, but it involves something that's called a sitemap and how the content is organized. I mean, that's why you need to have an experienced professional company, because this is geeky and foreign to the average dentist. I mean, and I spend a lot of time with this, and it's still baffling to me. So I think, as far as links go, it would be a great idea, for example, say, to have a sleep apnea dentist maybe link up his website or her website to a sleep apnea physician. So those are the kinds of things that will help search engine optimization work.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good thought, having different, like a physician link to you and then you link back to
them.
Yes,
exactly.
I like that. So are the results immediate when you do this?
No, they're not. I mean, as I previously mentioned, like longevity of a website has an impact on its search engine rankings. The systems that evaluate websites are called search engine spiders. And they talk about these spiders crawling around on a site to determine how to index it and to do it. So for a newly optimized website, depending on how much competition exists and how competing sites are optimized, you know, getting good results could take maybe 3 months, maybe 4 months. Although you could start to see increased traffic after just a few weeks in less competitive markets. And later on in this interview, if we have time, I would really like to be able to offer some techniques that I have discovered that make the process of getting to the top of the page faster and more predictable, and even able to have you dominate that first page.
Well, Mayor, what's your experience with pay-per-click? And first of all, what is pay-per-click actually? Maybe you can explain that a little more. And then tell us how it's worked for you and for your clients.
Okay. Well, pay-per-click is an internet advertising model that is usually on Google, but now it's getting on to other places like Facebook, which we can talk about a little bit also. But it's an advertising model that's used on search engines in which the advertisers, that's you, the dentist, pay the host, Google, only when their ad is clicked. So with search engines, advertisers typically bid on keyword phrases that are relevant to their target market, like cosmetic dentistry. I mean, I've been told that if you want to have, in a big market, say like Dallas, Texas, you type in cosmetic dentist Dallas, Texas on a pay-per-click program, it could charge you $20 a click.
Wow.
The websites that utilize pay-per-click ads will display an advertisement when a keyword query matches the advertiser's keyword list. Those advertisements are called sponsored links, and they appear adjacent to or above those organic results that we were talking about on the SERPs, the search engine results page. Now, I have not had a lot of success with pay-per-click. The results have been mixed. It works well in some cases and doesn't seem to work well in others. In my experience, it works better for dentists that are targeting specific procedures. I have a client that is very big into sleep apnea. It seems to work well for that. Sedation dentistry, veneers, implants, you know, that works way better than it does, I think, for just general dentist, because there's been a lot of direct-to-consumer advertising in those areas, so people are aware of them. Pay-per-click done well, I can tell you this, will definitely get calls coming into your office. I've routinely seen 50 to 70 calls a month. Now, that's way more than you can expect from SEO, but many times the calls seem to come in after business hours, and even when people leave messages, I don't know, they're often difficult to track down. It seems also that many of the calls are price-driven as a response to offer. And don't forget, a pay-per-click program is expensive. In order to get the kind of call volume that I just described, you would probably, in an average market, have to have a Google budget of close to $1,000 a month. And then probably another $1,000 a month to the company that is managing the program and is helping to make the purchases from Google. Now, SEO, as a comparison for price, might cost you $300 to $400 a month. So, By the way, if you're in an area where there aren't a lot of dentists, a small town as compared to a major metropolitan area, you may not even have to pay for optimization. All you need is a well-written website with proper keywords. But probably for most of the people listening to this today, I'm going to suggest that you wouldn't need professional help with optimizing your site.